Welcome, Bulldog fans, to the most wonderful weekend of the year and to the Drake Basketball Podcast. As you may be able to tell from my voice, I'm a little under the weather, but Eduardo and I are feeling good thanks to the Dawgs' 17-point quarterfinal victory over the Southern Illinois Salukis. Listen, folks, we at the DBP take our podcasting duties to you extremely seriously, from the research team to our interns to our high-paying corporate sponsors. And when it became apparent that this was going to be our first Arch Madness in recent memory that we'd be unable to cover for you live from the ground, we knew we had to do something about it. So now, to give you the scoop from inside St. Louis, live from under the arch, we go to the third member of the Drake Basketball Podcast, our own sidelines reporter, Dolph Pulliam.
Well, the Bulldogs have become victorious in their first game here at the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament in St. Louis. Bulldogs just finished off Southern Illinois, a score of 53-70 for the Bulldogs. I'd like to say a few words about the fans here that came down to support the Drake Bulldogs here in St. Louis. The Drake crowd was really into it. First of all, starting off this morning at the pep rally right across from the team hotel. Pep rally was awesome. The team came through for the pep rally, giving high fives to everyone in the crowd. It was a electric scene there. The pep band was playing as well as the Bulldogs came through. So the fans gave the Bulldogs a good rousing send-off as they started off to the arena to play. And then during the game, Drake fans were truly loud and in supporting of the Bulldogs, especially in the first half when the game was a little tight. You could hear the Drake fans yelling, defense, defense, defense. And that was one of the things that helped to get the team going. Of course, they showed their appreciation for people like Isaiah Howard, who is the freshman that scored 21 points for the Bulldogs today. And they really gave him a standing ovation when he came out, as well as the rest of the kids too. Bennett Sturts played the entire game, and when he came out, he got another standing ovation along with Abreu and Maniu, the entire starting lineup. And they came out of the game, got a rousing support and a standing ovation from the Bulldog fans. So it's electric here. The Bulldog fans are looking forward to the next game against, we don't know who's going to win it, Belmont or Illinois State, but the fans are ready to go. So that's my report. This is Dolph Pulliam for the Drake Basketball Podcast from the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament in St. Louis. And all I can say is, go Bulldogs.
Well, there you have it, folks. That's the report from Dolph. As always, really thankful and appreciative of Dolph giving back to the Drake program and to the DBP. Huge 17-point win for Drake, advancing to now its seventh straight MVC semifinal, which is kind of crazy to think about. Big win for Drake. Tucker, what were your key takeaways from the game?
You know, it's unusual because typically the MVP is a member of the winning team, but I'm going to buck the trend and I'm going to say that the MVP of today's game is none other than Southern Illinois head coach Scott Nagy. Scott, just all the thanks in the world from Drake Nation for your genius strategy of dorking Drake freshman Isaiah Howard, leaving him wide open from the three-point line as he proceeded to knock down four threes on the day, go off for a career-high 21 points. It was something to behold, and really we couldn't have done it without you, so all the credit in the world to you, Scott. We appreciate everything that you do. Hope that you stay a Saluki for a long time to come.
I saw Ben McCollum had a comment after the game when he was being interviewed by Adam Emenicker. He said something along the lines of, yeah, you know, they do the whole thing where they don't guard someone. So I think he was also a little bit perplexed by how wide open Isaiah Howard was being left in the perimeter. And look, Isaiah came into the game shooting 27% from three. But I think if you watch Drake games and you watch Isaiah, like, his form is good. I mean, he doesn't take too many of them. So, you know, credit to Isaiah for staying aggressive because he missed his first few shots. But like you said, career high 21 points, also career high in threes, also career high in steals with six. And it wasn't just the threes. I mean, once he hit a couple, Then he was attacking the closeouts, getting to the rim. I mean, Isaiah Howard was outstanding and really was the one that opened it up for Drake and built that 10-point lead in the first half, and Drake never really looked back after that.
Yeah, I can't say enough about his performance. And it wasn't just on the offensive end either. Isaiah finished the day with six steals. Obviously, that's huge for anyone, regardless, but for a freshman, that's unheard of. Four rebounds, two assists, just a complete game. So excited for the potential that he continues to demonstrate and deliver on game after game. And like you said, just a fearless player.
Yeah, no, he was outstanding. He set the tone for Drake. I thought for the most part, Southern Illinois defended Bennett pretty well and kind of forced them to give up the ball. But then, that was incumbent on Isaiah to make plays, and also Isaiah Jackson. I mean, I know he only finished with 5 points, but just the fact that he was grabbing the ball, looking for his little floater, and just being aggressive. I think that's the key takeaway from what we've seen when Drake is being defended like that, is you need guys to be aggressive, and you also need to kind of find the right balance with when are you looking for your shot and when do you have to shoot it? And I know that sounds maybe a little bit contradicting, but what I mean is, like, when you work the ball around and Isaiah's in the corner in the flow of the offense, that tends to be a much better shot than if Isaiah gets the ball with 23 seconds and he's like, oh, I'm open, I should shoot it. So there's, like, sometimes you're being forced to shoot it. Sometimes it's just like, just trust the offense, move the ball. And for the most part, Drake didn't fall into those traps. Bennett didn't have to do a whole lot of heavy lifting in this one, but still really solid, 15, 5, and 5. I also thought really the other key to the game, the offensive rebounding, especially when Drake was still kind of finding its footing on offense. Cam and Tavian were just completely dominating the offensive board.
Yeah, Bulldogs cleaned up on the glass in this one, out rebounding the Salukis, in total just 34 to 32, but it certainly felt like more. And on the offensive glass, as you mentioned, Bulldogs hauled down 14 boards on the night. Really good showing. I thought Cam had a really nice game, very effective from the field, 4 for 5, 3 for 5 from the stripe, had a high motor game.
Yeah, Tavian on the day, by the way, had 7 offensive rebounds, and I believe in the first half the margin was 11-1. So when Drake built that 11-point lead, it really was pound the glass, trust Isaiah to hit his shots. That's how they went up 11 at the break. Anything stand out from Drake's defensive performance, holding SIU to 53 points on the night, or on the day, I should say?
Just the extreme discipline that was present in every possession. Drake wasn't biting on fakes. They were staying down and sticking to the extreme fundamentals that Ben McCollum continues to preach at every turn. And the longer you watch Drake, the more apparent how well coached they are, it becomes. And to play against them has to be wildly frustrating. You could definitely see that as Southern Illinois got deeper and deeper into the game. Their guys were starting to get chippy, especially one Kennard Davis Jr. late in the game. Shout out to Tavian Banks for keeping his cool, as Kennard Davis had a cheap little move of grabbing his ankle and trying to trip him as he was stepping past. Kind of bush league from him, but I guess when you're getting boat raced and about to see your season end, sometimes you lose your temper.
Glad you brought up Kennard Davis, because if you watch the tape, and I was watching him closely at several points throughout the game, I think the SIU coaching staff is going to be extremely frustrated with him. I thought he played a really selfish game on defense. There were multiple times where you could tell that he was visibly frustrated with the fact that Isaiah Howard was cooking him. And like, there was the one time on the break where Isaiah goes for the dunk, and Kennard Davis, he can just contest that shot and probably, not foul, and I say I would have missed the bucket, but instead he has to go for the full wind up to get the block. And he did that a couple times, going up for blocks. He did that going for kind of undisciplined steals. So I thought he had a really poor game on the defensive end. And then on offense, he had a stretch where he scored 5 or 7 points, in the first half, and that was it. I mean, he finished with 10 points on the night, so on the day. So he, you know, he was definitely frustrated. And you could tell that the fact that Isaiah was having such a good game was getting to him. And overall, I thought we did pretty good on Deba. I mean, he still had 19 points, but just had bodies in front of him and didn't let him operate freely.
Obviously, we don't know who the Bulldogs are going to face next yet as we're getting this pot out immediately following the game. It'll either be Illinois State or Belmont. By the time you're listening, you'll know the answer to this. If it is Illinois State, we'll need some size against Chase Walker. So a silver lining in this game may be that Daniel Abreu only logged 14 minutes due to foul trouble. He should be relatively fresh going into that one. But yeah, we'll see who emerges victorious from that one, Eduardo. I know you and I weren't quite sure who was going to come out. I hope that it's Belmont, but we'll see.
It'll be the game of the day. I do believe it's going to come down to, you know, a 1 to 2 possession game. Both teams played each other really tight during the regular season.
As it stands now, sorry, score break, Belmont is up 27-12.
Well, you know, you just had to go in there and contradict me of this being a tight game.
It's Casey Alexander versus Ryan Peden.
but just for it is good to point out when this pod is being recorded in case people listen to this and they're like, well, we already know we're playing Belmont, or we already know we're playing Illinois State. Why aren't they telling us exactly, you know, the matchups and how it's all going to play out? The one thing that concerns me with Belmont is we have, like, it's been a while since we played them, and we only played them once. I think with Illinois State, the formula is clear, is you can't overreact to Chase Walker. We always play better when we're just playing guys straight up and not doubling. And I think that strategy worked for the most part. Illinois State presents more matchup issues, but Belmont's an explosive team, and that's one where, you know, if they start hitting threes or they start getting in a good flow offensively, that's not Drake's style. So either one can present different issues, but I do expect that's going to be a closer game, even if Belmont's leading comfortably right now.
Yeah, in the first matchup, Drake held Belmont to just 46 points, 5 for 13 from 3, so did a really good job defending them behind the arc. Belmont's got some snipers. Tyler Lundblade can knock it down from pretty much anywhere. And as presented by an anonymous broadcaster, you know, Brody Peebles is essentially Jamal Crawford, so.
Yeah, but I feel like we always speak highly of Belmont because they're always going to be well coached. It's really the defensive end with them that at times they're just not sharp, but Casey Alexander has a long track record of he pieces teams together. They play good. They play well offensively, and I think this year is no different. But as you said, you know, they got some snipers and guys that Drake really has to contain behind the arc.
Yeah, in the words of Mr. Dolph Pulliam, defense wins ball games, but Belmont can get hot at any time, which makes them a dangerous team. So it's definitely going to be one. If they manage to get past Illinois State and Chase Walker, that's going to be one that the Bulldogs are going to have their hands full with. So we'll just have to wait and see.
I know. And the deeper we go into the podcast, the deeper this Belmont lead is amounting to, because now they're up 21. So I guess we need to kind of wrap up the pod before this gets out of hand for the Redbirds. Is there any other takeaways from today? Anything you saw from Drake or anything about another Saturday in Arch Madness for Drake?
No, just that I don't think we mentioned Bennett Sturts' name once, and he
I said
was.
his line.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there is something there to say, like we kind of do take him for granted. But no, he, you know, 15-5-5.
Yeah.
What did you see from Bennett today?
Just his usual sterling self. He's Mr. Reliable. Bennett always shows up, and we can't take that for granted because it's rare to have a player who's that consistent. He's Mr. Consistency, and he played 39 minutes today, and we love him for it. So, Bennett, you're the ultimate bulldog. Keep doing what you're doing.
The minute distribution has been a talking point for Drake all season long. And hey, Bennett got a minute of rest. Mitch got 2 minutes. And Abreu only played 14 because of the foul trouble. And I do want to point out, because people bring this up with the minutes, and it's a fair concern, but it's a misconception, because they'll say, you'll hear like, oh, Drake can't just rely on their starters, and that's fine, but Drake does have a productive bench, and they proved it again today with 31 points off the bench. So even though their starters play heavy minutes, they do have good contributions off the bench.
And also, I think people tend to emphasize it in a tournament setting, which I actually think isn't as draining as the regular season Valley wear and tear is on a shortened roster. Because all these teams are playing games in consecutive days on short turnaround times. And if anything, Drake's players are used to this. Like, Bennett has been playing essentially 40 minutes a night all season long. Drake's roster is hyper conditioned. They're used to this, and they played down in the Charleston Classic. It's not an issue. It's not something I'm concerned about. You saw Indiana State's team last year, and they did struggle towards the end of the regular season. They got blown out by Illinois State in a terrible loss that may have been what kept them out of the tournament. But once it came tournament time, it wasn't their depth that cost them the championship. And in fact, they made a run late against Drake in the championship game, and they looked fresher than we did. But
Right.
so yeah,
Yeah.
I think it gets overblown a little bit in a tournament setting.
I do too. I think the bigger concern, like you said, is throughout the season. And just to stay on the Indiana State comparison, they really only played six guys throughout the regular season. I mean, McCollum does stretch it out to usually eight guys, sometimes nine, depending on the game. But yeah, I just wanted to make that point, because even I remember against you and I, like when they won that game, it was like, Drake can't keep getting away with this. Like, their starters and blah, blah, blah. And it's like they outscored the UNI bench 19-1. So you can't have it both ways of like creating these narratives. That's all I'm going to say on that.
Yeah, and if history has proven anything, it's that Ben McCollum is the ultimate tournament coach. So I think we'll be all right. With that being said, I think we need to three-peat this weekend, Eduardo.
I love it, man. We got to start with winning Saturday. Looking like it'll be Belmont at 2:30 at Arch Madness.
All right, from Eduardo, Dolphin Eye to you, go Dogs.
Go Dawgs.